It is very interesting. It's very interesting.
Yeah, there must be something to that, because in mountain areas, you really don't get severe tornadoes. They seem to start up the mountain and then just dissipate or strike some flat country nearby.
It's more than a theory, I think. I think it's really something to it.
I also wanted to ask you about different types of land that you had here. You might remember different ways of describing the land.
Well, you're getting into a field. It's been so many different stages, you know, of development in your land, yeah, and all, and there's been so much destruction, even in my lifetime, of the timber and the forest, as I call it, and even the lands and all. It's hard to go into that in a...
Just ordinary terms like swamp and marsh and meadow. What did you used to call an area which stayed wet pretty much the time?
Well, we call it down in the swamps.
Is a meadow a...
Meadow is a kind of a level place. We speak of a pasture, you know. That's for your grazing of your cattle, like cows and sheep if you had them, or goats. Horses would stay out in the meadows. You wouldn't keep very many goats. You'd keep them more or less in a smaller pen because they're so destructive. And pigs, you'd keep them more or less in a pen because they really tear up the earth where they stay. And
did you have much experience with dogs on the farm, different kinds of dogs? I don't imagine when you were a boy, people worried much about purebred dogs, did they?
No, I never heard much of a purebred dog when I was growing up. We had a hound, a cur. I remember my daddy went to Memphis and brought us back what I call a little old pug dog. And we called it Jojo. And ever since then, that's been 60, 70 years ago, and since then, nearly every dog we've owned, I've named it Jojo, just for that little old dog. We loved it so, and it was, I never saw a dog exactly like that since. It was a very small dog. It wasn't exactly like a bulldog. It wasn't exactly like anything that you see this day and time. I think that kind of a breed must have played out and all. And
what was the cur dog like?
Well, a cur dog is just